Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So I stand before you now to answer the burning question, the question you've been thinking about for years, the question you've been wondering about, and so here it is. What does Charles Keller and Colton Cowell have in common? Yeah, I know, you're on the edge of your seats, aren't you? What would a man in his mid-50s have in common with a 3-year-old Down syndrome child? Nothing less than the Cape Crusader, Batman. In 2008, Charles Keller introduced his 2 children to the series Batman, the original series, back in 1966, 67, and 68. And they absolutely loved it. They loved it so much that each time they would watch it, they would dress up as Batman and Robin. And they'd work out the pow, boom, smack, wackos, and the whole thing that went into that whole series. And so Charles, having some income he needed to dispose of apparently, went on Craigslist, because this is where you find things like this on Craigslist. And he bought a Batmobile. Now, the whole idea of the Batmobile for Charles was simply, after the kids were done watching one of the episodes of Batman, that they would pile into the Batmobile. They would drive to Dairy Queen in their outfits, get a blizzard, and then come home. But there's a curious thing that happens in the world when you buy a Batmobile. People seem to notice. And so Charles began to get phone calls from all kinds of people wanting the Batmobile to be at this comic book store, wanting to take a ride in the Batmobile, doing all kinds of things. And he was getting inundated by these phone calls as soon as people discovered who owned it. And he basically ignored all of them until he got a call from the Make-A-Wish Foundation. That's where Colton comes into play. Colton's a 3-year-old child born Down syndrome who was dying of cancer. He had been sent home from the hospital so they could set up hospice care. As soon as Charles heard this, he was there. And as soon as he pulled in, he said the excitement in Colton's face was immeasurable. And he did what he said was almost instinctual. He just took the keys and he tossed them to Colton's father and said, "Have fun." And they spent the afternoon driving around in the Batmobile. And for that moment, what Charles saw in this child who had been poked and prodded and tested and gone through bouts of chemotherapy was absolute joy. He was suddenly removed from all the problems of his life, and he was able to just focus on being a 3-year-old child again. Unfortunately, Colton died about 3 months after that event. But Charles got in touch with Colton's parents, and they established a foundation in Colton's name. And what they started to do with this foundation was simply to go to different children's home with the Batmobile to be able to give these children the same experience that Colton had. And that changed when they drove to a young man's house, and when he came out, they asked him if he wanted a ride, and he said he didn't. I said, "Why? You don't like Batman?" He said, "I love Batman, but I don't want to ride in the Batmobile unless it's going to take me to the Batcave." And with that, on a 3-day weekend, Charles sat down and watched all 120 episodes of Batman, taking screenshots each time the Batcave was shown. From there, the foundation went and rented a 5,000 square foot space south of Sky Harbor. and they have recreated the Bat Cave. For those of you who are aficionados of Batman, it comes complete with the bust that you pull the head back and push the button that causes the bookcase to open up to give you access to the bat poles. And you slide down the bat poles and you are in the Bat Cave. Complete with the Batmobile on a turntable, with the bat boat, the bat motorcycle, the bat helicopter, and all of the things that light up and blink and blop and bloop and do all those different things. And this foundation then gives parties for these children, two-hour respites from their life to be able to understand and enjoy just being a child. And each year they name a Cape Crusader of the year to be able to be part of that. But the interesting thing is at the end of each event, they give the child two checks for $1,000 each. And they tell the child that the money is not for them to use. It is for them to give. To be able to give to whatever organization or cause they happen to think is important. Because Charles says what's really important is for them, even in the midst of what they're going through, to understand that it's not about what people do for you. It's what you can do for others. Incidentally, they're beginning a project a little bit further south of where they are. They are actually in the process this year of breaking ground to build 20,000 square foot Wayne Manor with the Bat Cave underneath. When I look at today's gospel lesson, this is the point that James and John, the grandsons of Zebedee, don't get. They don't have a clue. They're worried about what they're gonna get. We want to sit on the right hand and the left hand of you in your glory, O God. You see, that had to have boggled Jesus' mind, because everything as you go through the book of Mark is about Jesus trying to teach the disciples exactly what it is they're supposed to do, how it is they're supposed to treat the world, what it is they're supposed to give of themselves, that the fact that they are there is gifts to give, gifts to share. They are there for the world. The world is not there for them. And don't we live in a society where so many people think the world is there for them? What am I going to get out of this? How much can I gain? What can I earn? How can I make a name for myself? How can I get the best seat in the house? And Jesus says, it's not that. It's not that at all. It's not about what you get. It is about what you give. Because the reality for us in our world is in the giving we find the living. We understand exactly what Jesus has called us to do. We're not here to be able to take up space. We're not here to be able to collect as many toys as we can. We're here to do the work of God. We're here to do the work that God has placed before humanity from the beginning of time. We have been called to be caretakers of the world. And that doesn't just include the planet and the animals and the plants and the oceans, which we happen to be doing a tremendous job of taking care of. Or maybe not. But it has to do with us caring for one another. And in the caring for one another is the giving of what God has blessed us with. That's what Charles Keller teaches these children. These children who are in the worst possible positions I could ever imagine are taught not to focus inward, but to focus outwardly. To see what it is that they can do, to see what it is that they can give in the midst of thinking that maybe they have nothing left to give. And we pretty much have everything to give. We have been blessed beyond measure. James and John were blessed beyond measure because they lived their life for that period of time in the presence of Christ. They lived their life in a way that we could only dream of because they were able to be right there. And yet they missed the point, or the proverbial boat, as it were. Because it isn't about what we get out of any given situation in our lives. It is about what we give. It's about how we help. It's about how we love. It is about how we care. And that foremost focus of our lives always has to be, what is it that we can do? How is it that we can help? How is it that we can make a difference within this world that God has given us? And not what are we going to get out of it. Because the one thing that Jesus doesn't explain, that for many of you know is abundantly true, that whatever you put into it, whatever it is that you give, however it is that you happen to work at whatever task is set before you, the payback's phenomenal. Because what God gives us in return for our generosity, for our love, exceeds our expectations and certainly exceeds anything that we've earned. Because see, when you give, when you love, and when you care, what in turn is shared with you is greater than anything you could ever possibly obtain on your own. Because what you get back is the love that God shares with this world. Love given to us in a way that just makes us want to give more and more and more. Because in the end, it isn't about what we've got. In the end, it truly is about what we give. Amen.